And we have on Thursday just had the Ascension, celebrated and remembered 40 days after the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. And next week, we shall be celebrating Pentecost, the giving of the Holy Spirit. Today's service is slightly different. You should have one of these booklets in front of you. It is a form of Holy Communion which is slightly shorter than what we normally do, because the idea and hope is that following the service you will come along and join us in the sanctuary for tea and coffee and fellowship, but also for the annual parochial church meeting, so that we can share with you all of the things that have been going on and ask you to be praying for all of the things that we want to be doing in the future. So with all of that in mind, let us have a moment of quietness as we bring our hearts before God, whether we're here with thanksgiving, here with anxieties or sorrows, or whether we're here because we're just here. This is the rhythm of our lives. We meet in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us stand and sing our first hymn of praise, number 544, There Is a Redeemer. Please be seated. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Let us therefore rejoice by putting away all malice and evil and confessing our sins with a sincere and true heart. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, grant you pardon and forgiveness of all your sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our collect prayer for today. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Would you please stand for our gospel reading? Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I come from you, and they believe that you have sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? On Thursday, I had the privilege of being part of the Bucks Day for Clergy, and we had one of the sort of preeminent scholars on John at the moment, with a recently published commentary, David F. Ford, talking to us in our afternoon sessions, unpacking the Gospel of John in a way that was genuinely really exciting, invigorating, and affirming. He had that infectious quality about the way that he talked that just made you realize that after 20 years of working on a single book of the Bible, there is still so much more for him to learn and discover. I cannot hope to replicate his joy and enthusiasm, much less his depth of knowledge. But what I will say is that one of the passages we looked at in the afternoon was this passage, because it is filled with those elements that make John's gospel, John's gospel. That is the good news, the news that is the salvation of our souls. When we believe and trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what does that mean? Well, these verses from John 17 go a long way towards pointing us in the right direction. Jesus is talking and praying. This is not just teaching like we have with the Sermon on the Mount, but this is speaking to God, about God, but also about the purposes and plans of God. And it is clear that Jesus, who is the Son of the Father, is saying to his Father, "You have sent me with a purpose, and that purpose is to glorify you. And to glorify you, I cannot be by myself, but I must be with you, and I must be with those whom you have sent me to." Jesus is this bridging point between the divine reality of who God is in God's self and who we are as people who have been made in the image of God. Jesus comes to us that we might be with him. And when we are with Jesus, we are with his Father in heaven. And he says this in the most beautiful of ways. And he says, "Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." This is not God as a concept. This is not God as a philosophy. This is God as being, God as person, God as love. There is an intimacy here. Jesus is saying, "Glorify me in that place where you are. Do not be far away from me, but be close to me." And out of that closeness and intimacy that he has with his Father, he says, "I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world." Jesus manifests, he makes it known. He shows and speaks to us, to those whom God is calling, to those whom God has given to Jesus, those whom God, inexplicably, through no merit of our own, those whom God loves so much that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to live amongst us, to show us signs and wonders, that we might ask ourselves, "Who are you?" And that following his career with interest, we might see that it goes not to military might or prowess, but to a humble sacrifice upon a cross. That there on the cross he makes a sacrifice for our sins. He enables us to be made pure, to be made holy, to become like God himself, and to receive from God the glory that belongs to God. What is this glory? Well, glory has a sense of shining. It's somehow inexplicably visible. There is a sense when we meet a Christian that we know that they are a Christian, because there is a glimpse of the love of God within them and through them. So many people become Christians not because of arguments from reason or experience or answers to prayer, but because there was one person in their office or in their ward in the hospital, or that one bus driver, or that one granny, or the one uncle who just had something different, who had that peace, who had that love. And that is attractive. It's magnetic, because the power within that glimpse of love is the same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. The Lord of all things is creator of all and Lord of all, and he is saying, "I am going to give you the fullness of my divine power to love you more abundantly, more richly, more exuberantly than you can ever imagine." No matter how dark your darkest day is, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. For in Jesus Christ we have received grace upon grace, and we have seen the fullness of the expression of God's love in our midst. He has dwelled among us, and he has manifested the glory of God within our lives. And so Jesus says, "I came from you, Father, and they have believed that you have sent me. I am praying for them. Jesus says this. I am praying for them. If you believe that Jesus is sent by God the Father, that he has died for your sins upon the cross, and that he has forgiven you, that he loves you, then he says these words to you this morning, because he is not just in history. He has ascended and is at the right hand of God the Father, where he lives and reigns now and forever. And this is a promise from his lips direct to our ears. I am praying for them. I am praying for you. I do not know what your life contains on this morning. I know that this week I will go to the hospital to have the next checkup on my eyes, and that is weighing on my mind. I know that some people are anxious for relatives who are looking for jobs, where it has been 12 months, 18 months, 2 years since they've even managed to earn a wage. I know that there are people who are concerned for their children, for their parents, for all sorts of things that are going on in our lives. And so these words are precious and true and should be held on to. Jesus says, I am praying for you. And when Jesus, the one who has tasted death for us, who lives for us, says that he is praying for us, it means he is alongside us in whatever we are doing. And he goes on to say, Lord, I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. Jesus is that bridging point between God and humanity. But we discover, as David said on Thursday, in a way that I can only grasp at, that when we each approach Jesus ourselves, we converge. I cannot meet Jesus by myself, because whenever I get there, I discover that you are already there with him. We are one as the Father and the Son are one. Jesus has come that we might know eternal life, but we know eternal life together. And that is an amazing thing for us to hold on to as the church today. In a short while, we'll be coming to our APCM, and it is so important that we hold on to this. The church is God's love. He loves us. He loves us together, and we are to, like the Son, manifest his glory to all those in our lives, that they too might know that they are called, known, and loved by the God of all creation, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. As those who believe in Jesus Christ and his heavenly Father who has sent him for our sakes, let us stand and confess our faith together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Would you please be seated as we come to a time of prayer.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Lord, we thank you for your love, support, and guidance during the last year of the work of St. Margaret's Parish. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we ask for your support and inspiration as we take forward the work into the coming year. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we feel your presence and blessing as we approach our annual parish meeting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, was a servant leader, leading by humility, not by domination. Lord, let us celebrate those who serve with humility in our world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we thank those who serve in our and devote their lives to our precious health service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We salute those who police our streets, often putting themselves at risk. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And those in the armed services who serve us at the risk of their lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And let us, in a moment of prayer, remember those known to us who are suffering at this time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And those in our church community, Amanda R., continuing with her treatment, Audrey Ferguson's family on her death, Bob V., unwell at this time, Carol and Jeff, who are housebound, and also Jeff, who is receiving palliative care, Chris and his family for the positive outcome from recent chemotherapy treatment, Graham Lang, undergoing treatment, and his family, Harry and Sheila Knox, John Burrell's family on her death, Laura G, recovering from a fall, Malcolm Eddington's family on his death, Richard White's family on his death, Ronnie Jones' family on his death, Sandra Mason, unwell at this time. Sheila Cousins, the Youth Club, the Sanctuary Cafe. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Would you please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of Christ's peace. Our next hymn is number 42, Be Thou My Vision. Thank you. wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Would you please sit or kneel for our Eucharistic prayer? The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you, with saints and angels, praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, the broken bread and wine outpoured, may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice, made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes, and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As Jesus taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Eternal God, giver of love and power, your Son, Jesus Christ, has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Together we pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Some parables we have in the scriptures. Some play themselves out in our service. Tiger Club, caught off by our different timings, weren't here perhaps in time, but they still got to come forwards and have communion and be blessed, a sign to the rest of us that it is never too late to receive the love of God. With that in our minds, let us stand and praise our God one last time in this our service by singing hymn number 466, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Gifts and those which are given by so many other ways and means, they may be taken and used for your glory. Amen. Amen. That's a prayer you seldom get to hear because it normally happens in the hymn. I don't know where it comes from, but I learned it by my father saying it in all of his services. And on my very first service as a curate, I was asked to do the offertory prayer, and I suddenly received the elements and was like, I don't know what to pray. And suddenly my dad's prayer came out of my mouth, and it was lovely. So that's the one that I always use. Lord, we thank you for these gifts and those which are given by so many various other ways and means, and ask they may be taken and used for your glory. That is what being church is all about. And so please may I encourage you to come on over to the sanctuary for the APCM. If you wish to run away and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, you are quite at liberty to do so, and please do have a wonderful day. But as we all prepare to leave this place, let us go with the blessing of God. May God, who gives patience and encouragement, give you a spirit of unity to live in harmony as you follow Jesus Christ, so that with one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.